Welcome to the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. My name's Quizmaster Lee. Quizmaster Mark has been on tour with the ska reggae group The Free Coasters for the past week, but before he left, we were able to sit down with our friend Seth, who's fresh off of two appearances on other shows, including WGCU's Three Song Stories and PBS's Family Pictures USA. So we got a chance to catch up with him, talk about some trivia with topics including bears, time zones, classic TV, guitar legends, cocktails, chemistry, World War II, many other topics. We'll get to that in a little bit. First, I just wanted to give a little shout out to the winning teams this week at No Nonsense Trivia. On Monday at the Palace, it was Jet Fuel Can't Melt Moist Beams who won with 102 points. Next night, on Tuesday at Gather, September 17th, 2019, Williams-Sonoma Gals pulled it out with 92 points. A new team beating out our frequent players, the Tarpon Charlies. But I think they're ready to strike back next week. Then on Wednesday at Bury Me Brewing Company, it was Four Horsemen that won with 112 points. Yow! And finally, wait, is that right? That can't be right. Maybe it is. I don't know. It might be less than that, but they did win. I do remember that. On Thursday, September 19th, 2019, at number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar, As You Wish were our winners with 90 points. So congratulations to all those teams. If you missed those and you want to play some No Nonsense Trivia Live this week, you have a few opportunities to do so. First of all, on September 23rd, that's tonight, Monday night in Cape Coral, Florida, we'll be at the Palace Pub and Wine Bar. Categories for that quiz will include dogs, puns, Australia, indie rock, bartending, World War II, WWE, and more. The final question category tonight will be Godzilla, selected by last week's biggest learners, Lincoln Friends. Next night, Tuesday, September 24th, 2019, we'll be at Cape Coral, 7 p.m. at Gather. Categories for the quiz that night will include music and movies of the 1980s, obscure holidays, Major League Baseball, sports cars, U.S. cities, and more. The final wager category that night will be JFK's Lovers, selected by last week's biggest learners, Unknown Nomads, at that location. Then on Wednesday, the next night, September 25th, 2019, we will be at Bury Me Brewing Company in Fort Myers for sadly the final time. This will be our last no-nonsense trivia challenge at the venue there. Sadly, they will be closing their doors soon, and so it looks like this week will be the last week that we'll have trivia there. So please come out and join us for some old favorite categories as well as some of the most recent requests. We will be asking questions on Wednesday night about Harry Potter, beer, Disney, food and cooking, retro video games, organic chemistry, Game of Thrones, sports, television series Friends. We'll have tons of questions lined up for you. Including our final wager question, which is about singer, songwriter, producer Jeff Lynn. And that is a topic selected by Goddamn Sports Questions, a.k.a. Patreon supporter Hank. Thanks, Hank. And then after that, on Wednesday, you can check out Mark Davis live at Nice Guys Pizza. That trivia starts at 9. And on Thursday night, September 26th, we'll be at number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar. The categories for the quiz that night will include The Masked Singer, sandwiches, interior design, Star Trek, 80s TV commercials, and more. The final category that evening will be boy bands, selected by Kota. So there's just a few opportunities that you have to join us for trivia this week live. It's free to play. You can win various prizes after every round. Join us, won't you? Okay, without any further ado, let's get into this week's No Nonsense Trivia Podcast episode with our trivia one-man wrecking crew, Seth. Seth, thanks for joining us here on the No-No.
Thank you. Yeah. So weird not hearing the welcome to the No-Nonsense Trivia Podcast.
Shh. We'll get to it next week.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't worry. I won't do it without you. I'm just going to do a little short intro.
I feel anxiety. Yeah.
All right. So, Seth, you recently, just catching up with you, you were on Three Song Stories, right?
I was.
The podcast.
Which is a podcast.
Yes.
That I was on.
That you were
Mark
on.
Mark was on.
Yep. I'm the only one. That hasn't
Have
been
you
on.
Been contacted?
No, not formally, but that's okay. I'm not sour about it. I'm still agonizing over my three song choices since Mike was on the podcast and he informally invited me on. This has I've already gone through three playlists. Okay. You know, it's a very big deal. As Mike Consden said, you know, it's a you know, bit of anxiety. Like, you want to deny the urge to show off and say, like, these are songs that I like. You know, right. Look how cool I am. And that's the tactic that I'm going with it. I actually have picked out my three songs. I think I've settled on them.
Ooh.
And they all have they're all pretty special to me in different ways.
You're you're like when like a girl like pictures her marriage. She's like, and this is where I get married.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It would be
I got it just right
on May 5th. Mm-hmm.
I have my first kid at 21.
Anyway.
In regards to that show, and everyone, it seems like there's a couple of things that are common on that show is that people always bring up, oh, it's so hard to pick these three. It was so, well, I tried to make it easy on myself by just saying and sticking to the theme of the show, what are three songs that evoke memories immediately? And I just picked the three that evoked the strongest memories as quickly as possible. So it wasn't as difficult as I thought maybe it was going to be, but I do feel like the majority of the time people go on that show and they just think, what are the three coolest songs that I know of and I think would make me look cool? You know, that happens a lot. I'm not saying everybody
does that.
I think that's
how when we share music, every time you share music, there's a little bit of that going on, you know?
Of course.
So, and this is a podcast tailored towards sharing music. So naturally it's going to bring out that sensation. But I think you're onto something because the three songs that I ended up with were the first three that I thought of. It's just that the whole time I was like, what about this one? This one, you know, I went through all the music of my life, all the things that seemed important to me at the time and stuff like that, you know, and eventually.
Well, it's really, really interesting to me that it's not that they, you know, I don't know the right word to use it. I mean, they have people on the show that are, I get that have like had some impact, at least locally in the arts or whatever.
Yeah.
But they're by no means famous. Mm-hmm. And so it's awesome to hear, as long as I've known Seth and know how deep his love of music is, hearing that, and this is the same with Mike, who was on the most recent, the second most recent episode now, as well as I know Mike, getting to hear that emotional connection to music instead of just like what you like. You know, and kind of getting into how, you know, why you like it.
Yeah.
It's really, really, really awesome. I'd love to hear that for you too.
Yeah. And you need to listen to Seth. So go to our show notes and you can check out Seth's appearance on the Three Song Stories podcast. And also, you've recently been on the Southwest Florida Family Photos photo show.
There's a television show on PBS. You can see it on PBS.org. It's called Family Pictures USA. It's created by a gentleman named Thomas Allen Harris, who's very much an incredibly nice human.
He was a great interviewer.
He was really, really nice, very genuine. I was surprised at how real and genuine he was. He has, believe it or not, a three song stories, if you didn't know that.
I did not
know.
And
it's good. It's really good. It's excellent. Yeah, it talks about his life growing up in the boogie down Bronx and moving out to Tanzania for a while. It's a really interesting episode. Occasionally, they do get famous people on three songs. They do Joshua Johnson.
They do, but I mean, they do a lot of like kind of local, you know.
They do a lot of local too from, you know, Mike's connections here. You know, I mean, I grew up, me and Mike went to the same school together.
Yeah.
But I did that. Yeah, I did do that show. That was just an aside.
And you had a very interesting experience on that show. You met a descendant of one of your own ancestors' friends.
Well,
right?
No. There was the national show, which was on. They did one for Durham, North Carolina, one for Detroit, and one for Southwest Florida.
Yeah.
And I was on for about 45 seconds. They actually interviewed me for about 20 minutes when I did it a year and 4 months, 2 or 3 months ago. But then they called me about 2 months before the show came on air, the national show, and they said, we're going to do a local version where Thomas comes back and he interviews people that were on the show.
Yeah.
And even though I was only on the show for about 45 seconds.
Right.
he interviewed me in this local show, which you can see on WGCU.
That's what I watched.
Yeah, that's can see the local show, and they asked me a bunch of questions about swamp cabbage and what it's about, and they asked
me
about
the family business for you.
Picture
or your people.
I was really specific on that show to say that I'm not country. My family is extremely country. I grew up, I'm the equivalent of a Fort Myers City kid. I grew up right near downtown Fort Myers on Jackson Street.
I bet your family makes you feel that way. Probably, right?
A little bit. Yeah, but my mother used to get all of us together, her five boys, and because my uncles were all getting older and it's really difficult to cut swamp cabbage, mm-hmm. she would say, well, it's family reunion time. I'm going to send all them down to, Felda and Immokalee and with my uncles, and we would go out in the woods and cut swamp cabbage. So yes, as far as being country, knowing how to cut swamp cabbage, know what it is, and cooking it and being outdoors, I do know about those things. I did them. But I do not present myself as country.
No.
I'm not. Yeah. I grew up in downtown Fort Myers. I'm even though my family very, very much is so. So that leads us to on the show, they showed a picture of my great grandfather and his brothers. My great grandfather, Jefferson Davis Thomas. He had a brother, Joe, a brother, Robert Lee Thomas, and a guy named Ben Thomas. And he showed them with this other guy from Southwest Florida named Clint Rollerson.
Yeah.
His great grandfather, his grandmother was my great grandfather's sister.
Right.
And my family had told me, oh, he's on the show and he's been to family reunions, but there's literally hundreds of people at family reunions. I don't get to see everybody and I can't remember them all.
Yeah.
And I didn't know him. And when they brought him out on the show, he showed a picture of one of my family reunions with my great grandfather and uncles and everything in it. And his grandfather.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, you've never met him before. I said, no. Mm-hmm. And it was very, very, it was contrasting because Robert is, he's a cowboy. I mean, he is a cowboy. And
that's what our hometown is known for, is a cow town.
It was a cattle town, yeah. Fort Myers was a cow town for many, many years.
Once upon a time.
Yeah.
Now it's known for plies.
And Dion.
It was. I don't know. We're searching for our next star.
Yeah, we're right. looking for our identity still after post-cow.
Kyle Ann.
there you go. But they, it contrasted because it was very much, Robert, Clint, Robert mm-hmm. was his grandfather. Clint, who's extremely country, he looks like it, big cowboy hat, as opposed to me, who's from Fort Myers. I hope Mike Canary gets his hands on this because we've been talking a lot about stuff like it. But in summation, it was a lot of fun. You can find these things in the show notes.
Absolutely.
I don't want to talk too much about it because I love trivia.
We're going to get into the trivia, but it's been so long since we've had you on.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I actually wanted to start just a little bit differently in saying I miss you, Lee.
Yeah, you too, man.
I don't see you anymore.
I used to see you every
Monday.
Yep.
When you had your gig downtown in Fort Myers, mm-hmm. it was so easy for me. I could just say, hey, Mondays, I'm not doing anything. Yeah. I could say to my wife, hey, this is the one night I just want to go out and play trivia. And I loved it. And I often,
miss me?
He goes to your trivia, Mark.
Well, hold on. At that time, I was also going to, Wednesday nights on occasion. Mm-hmm. They're on a school night, and it's a little bit later than yours. So on occasion, I would go to Mark's. And then my second job, which is True Tours, taking out guided tours in downtown Fort Myers, I started to take over a slot on Wednesday nights, mm-hmm. which, it didn't end until 9:30, and then I'd have to rush all the way south down to Cape Coral.
Yeah.
And it conflicted. And now, I'm not doing any regular, I haven't been doing any regular trivia nights for a while.
Seth,
and
you'll always be a part of the No Nonsense family.
And I love
even
you
if you
both.
Haven't come to, but
you,
to live.
But
we,
do you miss me?
We love having
you
on.
You said you miss Lee, but you didn't say you miss me.
We love having you on, Seth.
I miss your presence.
I miss you.
We love having you on.
Holding your hand.
It's turned into ASMR. All right, no, we're touching. No, we're not touching.
We're not. Right.
And he moved his hand so fast.
Here, come here. Okay. There we go.
There we go.
That's beautiful. Callus.
Now that we're done growing out, let's get into our first round of trivia. Right.
Away we go.
Who's going first?
Should I start? Since I guess I don't want to drop it on you, Seth. You look like you might have yours memorized. Do you?
No, I don't want
to. You look very comfortable
very
right
relaxed.
Now.
These chairs.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad you like it.
Is this a lazy boy?
I wish.
Yeah, no kidding.
And you wish.
Both. We all wish.
Pretty comfortable.
The category for this is what bear is best? What bear is best? This is a question of bears.
Okay.
What type of brown bear is the largest land-based carnivore in the world? and is named after the Alaskan archipelago on which it resides.
Do you know it?
No.
I do.
Nice. I had a feeling that Seth might be. See, you say you're not country, but here we are asking a question about Alaskan bears, and you're like, easy peasy.
Well, make it sound like you're just.
Hold on. You want me to Geordie LaForge
no,
this
no,
one?
No, no, no.
That's reserved for deep Sussex.
All right, exactly. All right. So he's got some confidence. So how do you know this before you give us the answer?
You know, you guys talked about your dark places mm-hmm. and all this other yeah. stuff. And I remember the first time I think you were talking about when you go to your dark place, what does it look like? And I think you had said, correct me if I'm wrong, you said, I close my eyes and I imagine filing cabinets. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, did you say that?
One of us did.
Somebody said, I imagine filing cabinets. And yeah. I'm like, I think, sifting through yeah. them. And I have a dark place. Mm-hmm. And
I have a very dark place.
I've got a dark place.
You want to see it?
And daddy takes his belt off.
When I go and I try to find these things, I do close my eyes and I try to, it's almost like a Zen moment. I try to get everything for a quick second. I try to get everything out of my head, completely have everything and envision just a black space. And then usually sometimes the answer will just jump in my head. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and that's how it works.
So you can't recall where you picked this up.
Where
you
I picked it up? Probably on the Discovery Channel years
okay,
ago.
Okay, so what yeah. do we got? What's the answer then?
It is the grizzly bear, but it's going to specifically be the archipelago that you're speaking of would be the Aleutians, and it would be Kodiak Island.
Woo! There it is. Kodiak, wow. yeah. yeah.
I was going to say grizzly bear. That was going to be my guess.
Yeah.
Generally, when you say the largest carnivore in the world mm-hmm. is the polar bear.
I think I said land-based no. carnivore is what I said.
Okay,
and
I'm
the
sorry.
Polar bear, I think it does so much of its hunting swimming
right.
that it's considered a okay. marine, I don't know, maybe
but,
this is
and when you ugh. Said largest carnivore, I was like it's a polar bear. But then when you brought in the whole thing, there is a specific subspecies of grizzly bear that exists on Kodiak yeah. Island that is larger than any other. So that's where you got it.
Right. I think, yeah, I don't
midge.
Know. It's been a while since I wrote this question, so now I'm starting to doubt myself. You could bend me anywhere here. Like, no, the polar bear is larger than the Kodiak,
I'll
actually.
Whip out my dark place and bend you.
There you go. Bend you over.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into question number
you're welcome.
One from one of you guys.
That's from Seth.
Can you take this? Because I've tried to,
You're going to make me go backwards. You're going to make it go
no.
Lee's way.
I can do it.
Don't put this on me. I've adapted.
It's
I've,
here.
We can edit this out.
No, it's okay.
We can fix this in post.
Oh yeah. Give me more editing to do. Thanks.
You want another job?
Here we go.
All right, here we go. I'm going to kind of do them from easiest to hardest, and we're going to start off with an easy
nice.
One, I think.
Even the easy ones are hard for us.
This is pretty
hard for us, hard to us.
Question number one for you guys, what time zone is El Paso, Texas in?
El Paso. That's way south.
That's over by, it's basically Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the biggest towns that Mexicans get into America.
Central, right? Pacific, Central, Eastern.
Well,
right? Oh, there's one more. Mountain. Oh. Pacific,
I'm thinking
Mountain,
it's,
Central,
it's either
Eastern.
Central. Whoa.
No?
Eastern, Central, Mountain, Pacific.
Mountains in the middle?
Yes.
On the
mountain
right
side? Mountain is where I think it might be.
I thought Mountain
it's
would
either
be
Mountain
like,
or Central.
I thought Mountain would be like the Sierra Nevada, like, you know, that little area. And like the Rockies.
Yeah, it's like over there.
Next to the Pacific time zone.
Next to Pacific.
Pacific, Mountain, then Central, then Eastern.
Yeah, I was that's going how, right to left. Sorry. Looking at a map.
Yeah. I say Central.
Eastern, Central, Mountain, Pacific is California. All that stuff.
Yes. Very, yes.
You think it's far enough for Mountain?
No. I think it's Central.
You think it's Central? So essential.
Wait. Hold on. Don't look at Seth yet. Don't look at him. Let's you know, verify.
I was quoting Pavement.
So you think Mountain?
Nice.
I think that it might be tricky because it's so far over. Texas is so big that it might just nip the end of Texas in that mountain.
He did say he was starting with the easiest.
Oh, that's true.
But what if his perspective of the easiest is different than ours?
What
if?
Very relative.
Yeah. I say Central. I feel I'll take the hit on this.
We'll go with Central.
Man, you guys. There are four time zones. You got them right. Eastern, Central, Mountain, mm-hmm. Pacific. And if you've ever visited Texas, you would know that there are over 100 counties, well over 100 counties in Texas, and they all sit within the Central time zone except two. El Paso is all the way to the very west, and it's the Mountain time zone. It is one of two counties in Texas that is in the Mountain time zone. El Paso County and Huspeth County.
So we remember him saying that he'll take the hit on this, yes?
Yeah, but let's just say that this is Seth's mark of his easiest question.
Yes.
We're going from easiest to hardest, so good to know. Hey, sometimes you just got to take the temperature, you know? Yeah, I harbor no ill will towards you over this question, Seth.
I guarantee you're going to get one of my
questions. I actually really like that question.
Thank you.
Wasn't easy, though.
No.
Well, and it may have been easy in its dis-ease.
If you know time zones, you could say mm-hmm. Mountain. You could go it down to, you know, take it down to one or two. And the rest of Texas is in Central.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if I had asked any other county except those two, you'd have gotten it right. But El Paso is one of two counties that winds up being in the Mountain time zone in Texas.
Folks, this is the type of trouble you can get in when you say, 98% chance I'm right. There's the 2% right there.
Here's your first question from me. What does radar stand for?
Golden earring. Radar love.
Drive down the
highway on the wheel. I love that song. That's one of Mike Cousins in my song.
Nice. I played that at trivia last night, and after the crazy solo in the bridge, I turned it down a little bit, and I said, is this not the best song ever written? What more do you want? Right back up into it.
That
crowd went wild. My crowd of 30 players went wild.
That drum break there, mm-hmm. I still beat the hell out of my steering wheel.
I can see it. Radar.
It's a great song. It really is. Yeah. You know, you've gone crazy on these anagram questions lately. A couple of weeks ago, you asked, what does TED stand for in TED Talks?
Can I tell you
why? It's like one of the few I've known. And go ahead.
You guys want a little insight?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
These are questions that I was asked in Maine.
Oh, okay.
He gave 10 anagram questions. I was like,
anagram country.
There's 10 questions for the next 10 weeks right there.
You sly dog.
Yeah, I 10
questions about thunder. Boom.
I might have known this 10 years ago, but not now.
What band just ripped off Thunderstruck by AC/DC in their new single, The End of the Game?
Oh, I have no idea.
Weezer. The only band that can piss me off within 2 seconds. Anyway, radar. RADAR. So we got 5 words now.
I would imagine that radio is mm-hmm. going to be one of the first, you know, probably the R in radar would represent radar.
A. Right. Let's just say radio is.
I will give you guys a hint.
Okay.
Do you want a hint?
The first is not radio.
The first is radio, but it stands that covers the R and the A.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. So there's a little hint for you. A little help.
Oh, radio.
Radio. Directional.
Daenerys Targaryen.
Radio Daenerys androgynous
Daenerys
robot directional.
It's a way to find dragons.
Also Daenerys Targaryen.
Radio directional air response. That's my guess. I don't know.
Did you say error response?
Air. I don't know.
Oh,
air. I because I'm gonna be
well,
lost.
Well, what if DAR stands for one other word? It's only two. It's not.
Well, there's my second hint.
This is a game of cat and mouse today.
Hey, at least he's throwing them out there.
What are you going to do, take away my voting rights?
We definitely, on this show, we are definitely soft.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We definitely like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because in trivia, it's just like, here's the question, bye. Here, we've been friendly with each other.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're all in the same room. We're close. We're going to have a little bit of, you know, sympathy towards the persons with their.
But that's as far as I go.
Yeah.
No more.
Elise asked me for a clarification last night, and I said, this ain't the podcast.
Oh.
And I walked away.
Cold-blooded.
It's true. I'm sorry. I can't give special treatment.
I got you.
Sure. Radio. I think it's DAR. I just can't think of a word.
Directional, I think, is the next word. And then maybe
air response. Is air, that what you said?
That's my best guess. I don't know, but I don't know what it's going to be.
Relay.
Air relay. Like directional air relay.
Information.
Maybe that's it. That's as good as I can come up with a little of your help.
Radiotic directional air relay.
The correct answer is radio detection and ranging.
And ranging.
All right.
Don't think I'm going to forget that one.
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
That's not going to lock
those
in.
Those are the ones you think, yeah.
But speaking of which, Seth, how many, just as a little science experiment, mm-hmm. we'll tweak the knobs on this question. How many vertebrae, cervical vertebrae, does a giraffe have?
Oh, shit. I don't know that. I remember you asked that.
Do you know
question.
How many a human
really?
Has?
Really? Because we just asked it yesterday for the first time.
No, I don't. Yesterday.
Do you know how many a which human has?
Was it a human?
Yeah.
Human is 36? Is it 36? No?
No. We got a rate my question that I'm sorry, you haven't heard it, but it's already aired on the podcast last week
because
it's tomorrow's episode. So, but we were talking about the nature of how this question is asked and if it could help you retain it. The information for later, which is what we're just talking about with like, oh,
you don't give me the answer. I want to hear it on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, don't. I want to hear it on the show.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
I love hearing shit on the show.
Yeah, and you'll hear the methodology too. So, and if this is your first episode listening, go back to last week and figure out what we're talking about. All right.
Easy to do. It's just a click away.
I have another question for you guys.
Oh, shit. How many does a human body have? I do need to know that.
Seven cervical vertebrae.
Oh,
cervical.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
No, we're sorry.
My bad. Let's see here.
Be penitent.
I got you guys both follow sports, so it's really hard to ask you guys. I'll ask this one. Which Washington NFL team was named by fans from a contest with over 20,000 entries?
Which Washington NFL team?
Yep.
Washington State or Washington, D.C.?
Washington State.
Oh, Seahawks.
Seattle, Washington.
Seahawks.
It's got to be.
It's got to be the Seahawks. I mean, what other?
When were this? When did the Seahawks join the NFL?
The 60s. 60s or 70s. 60s, I think. Maybe the 70s. It might have been the 70s.
I was going to say 70s or 80s. But
no, it wasn't the 80s. It was the 70s.
I think it's like Steve Largent.
Yeah, Steve Largent was there. He was there in the early 80s, but in the 70s.
The Boz.
Steve Zorn. Boz didn't get there until the 80s.
I guess that's why I'm thinking 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, is there any other Washington State teams?
There's no other. It's got to be the Seahawks. Yeah. That's who it is, yes.
I'll say Seahawks.
It's so interesting because several teams wrote down Redskins for that
well,
one.
Well, because Washington D.C.
Hmm? Oh, they're not in Washington State?
No, they're Washington
D.C. Oh.
See? Just like the Washington Wizards are also from Washington.
Kyle wrote this
D.C.
question, so I didn't even get the – I thought they were both Washington State.
Oh, no.
So there's a trick by, see, not having the clarification in there.
You've got to know sports.
Yes.
You know?
Yep.
That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'd know that that's all D.C. stuff.
I'm such an idiot. Anyways, let's move on.
Hey, don't.
When
you're hard on yourself, you're hard on someone.
It somehow seems even more offensive that the Redskins are Washington D.C. If it was Washington State, it's like,
they're up there.
They're up there.
We're
thousands of miles away.
No offense to anybody that lives in Washington.
Now it's like, Washington D.C. Like, was built on a Indian reservation
cemetery.
Now I get it even more. That's crazy.
Yeah,
okay.
A graveyard, I guess.
Anyways, Jesus.
All right, Seth. It is time for your second question.
I'm learning so much on this podcast.
Oh man!
even when
you can't
the
lose,
becomes the,
like
the
Lil
learning.
Larry. Every day I'm learning, and
you can't lose. Okay,
can't win for losing. I like
actually,
when people say
you're
that.
Right. I did ask. I do have a bunch of hard questions.
Seth has got the official old man glasses tilt.
The truth comes out. I've got a bunch of hard.
Questions. Are those your readers? He's got this going on.
Mm-hmm.
The tilt.
Eh? They're still.
Okay. Well, it's
damn.
That's my up. My
Mark has
come
the flailing arm
the
of the stroke going
the
on.
The microphone just hit Mark
by
in the face.
Real quick, speaking of the stroke, I was really bummed that the stroke was not your answer on three song stories for a song you always turn off.
Well,
I was really hoping to get some backing on
that's
that.
Number two. I did think of it actually. That's number two. I can't stand the stroke.
I
never
know.
Did like it. I've
you were
always
the one who
song.
Opened my eyes up to how bad that song
oh,
was.
It's such an awful song.
I've always just let it go by, but then when when you brought it up, I was like, oh my God, this song is terrible.
No, the song that I picked in 94 when I was working at Peaches, like those two albums came out. Jagged Little Pill came out that year and everybody was listening to Alanis Morissette. And I was like, oh, I don't like this song at all, which I've changed. I like that song now. But Hold My Hand by Hootie and the Blowfish, I had to hear it like 20 times a day and it was so awful. And that's why. And
with a little love and some tenderness, maybe you can find your way to come around.
And there, I'm sure there's plenty of people that have at their wedding. All right, we're going to get to this question. I'm going to put my cheaters back on. Here we go. And yes, you're right. They are kind of hard. The next one's not, but this one's kind of hard. But it's good to know.
At least we learned something.
What? Yeah, you're gonna learn something here. What hurricane had the largest death toll in the U.S.? I will admit this is hard.
This is some old hurricane shit.
Yeah, I mean,
I will say this. Mm-hmm. We probably want to think of a name within the first half of the alphabet.
Well, they start over every year. They start over at the beginning again.
That's what I'm saying.
So you're saying it's early in the year. So Hurricane
Zena will not be likely. So in our guessing. Yeah.
But some of those earlier hurricanes don't have names yet. Like,
oh, really?
Yes, like the Labor Day Hurricane, which was also known as Hurricane 3 in 1935, which was very dangerous. I had dangerous.
No idea about God this.
Damn, so it could be something like that. You want to go with that? I don't know.
Can you tell if it's a named hurricane?
It predates names, which names came up in the 1950s.
So
let's go with that.
There's like, let's they were
Labor Day Hurricane.
Labor Day Hurricane.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
That's a good. That goes in the top 10, but it is not. That would be like number 7 or 8. The Labor Day Hurricane went up through the Keys and it killed well over 400.
Yeah.
But jeez. No, the actual, the highest death toll in the U.S., which might be, I didn't check
in the
this.
U.S., clarifying.
In the continental U.S.
Yeah.
In the continental, before Puerto Rico was considered part of the U.S., this is the one in the U.S., which this might be the largest death toll of any hurricane that we have on record, is the 1900 Galveston hurricane.
Ooh.
Where over 8,000 people died.
Wow.
8,000 people.
Coastal Texas.
Yeah, I read a lot about it. They died not just from the storm surge, but at that time they had their shingles that they used on roofs were made of slate. And they just turned into projectiles that just annihilated people. And the number two.
What did you say the name of that one was?
Is the Galveston Hurricane of 1900. That was that's how it's known.
It's just got a title.
Galveston
its title.
Tejas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tejas. Number two is the Lake Okeechobee Hurricane of 1928. That one officially came up with over 2,500 deaths. But if you read anything about that one, it probably killed quite a few more, going up probably another 1,000. If you ever drive across the state and you go through South Bay and Belglade, you'll see a big statue there of a bunch of a family like running away in the wind, and that's to commemorate that hurricane. Mm. And that was in 1928, and my great-grandmother actually told me stories about my great-grandfather going over there to help find and retrieve and recover bodies.
Wow.
In that hurricane. And number three, you would be surprised to know.
Great work, old man Ford.
Oh, old man Thomas.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's my mom's side. But and number three, believe it or not, is Katrina.
That was,
I believe that.
Yeah, Katrina. That was one that I was thinking.
Yeah, I was kind of considering that one too. Mm-hmm.
Katrina would have been a very good guess. Yeah,
and I guess we'll see what happens with Dorian. I just read there's like 1,300 people still missing.
Not U.S., not continental U.S.
Yes, yeah. Not but I'm just saying in terms of like,
oh, you we know, could be.
We're just talking about general death here.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not gonna say forget them. They're not.
We're not gonna go too dark.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Here's my second question for you.
Yep, man.
What is anosmia? It is a condition.
Yeah.
What is anosmia? No, that was kind of cocky.
What?
What?
No.
Okay.
I was just saying, yeah, like I was about to tell Seth like anemia, you know, it has kind of like that same. So I'm thinking medical condition.
Well, yeah. I would think. Mm-hmm.
So anemia is when you don't have enough iron.
Yeah.
Anosmia is when you don't have enough.
Like in Minecraft.
You don't have enough. I don't know.
Mucus?
Nasal spray.
Yeah.
You have anosmia. I got anosmia. I need my nasal spray.
been afflicted with it for a while.
Yeah.
Dude. Guys, has anybody seen my nasal spray?
I got a mouth. Oh
my God. I forgot my inhaler.
I did my mouth. So.
Oh, I shouldn't make fun of people that have anosmia because it's probably very not. Serious, actually.
60% of your listening audience is anosmiacs.
Nas.
I have no fucking clue. A lack of mucus. I mean, I'll go back to, a lack of mucus.
Dry sinuses.
You guys are very close.
Okay.
The correct answer is lack of sense of smell.
Are you sure it's not pronounced? Not pronounced anosmia?
I actually looked it up because I thought it might
okay.
be. But it said the video I looked at on YouTube pronounced it anosmia. You lose the sense of smell.
Did you ever see Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story?
I did.
Where he was born with no sense of smell.
Anosmia.
And Jane Lynch was interviewing him at the end of the movie and she says, does Dewey Cox ever take a moment to smell the roses? And he says, no, I don't. Because if you'd done your research, you'd know that I have no sense of smell.
And if only he said anosmia.
Yes.
It would
maybe you would have known.
Would have stuck in my head.
Now it's time to take a break. Oh. Seth was taking it back.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Mark's doing it at this time.
And then, sometimes I do. And sometimes I pretend I'm the host. And then we're going to come back and we're going to do the second round. Here we go. Easiest one.
If you know it, which I think one of you is probably going to know it, then I have a backup. And if you just spit it out, if you know it, spit it out.
Like this podcast has gotten to the point where it's like, if you know it, that means it's too easy. I'm going to ask you when you don't know.
No, because you're going to know it right off the bat. Right. Who played Gilligan on Gilligan's Island?
Oh, Bob Denver.
There you go. Okay. That's what I kind of expected.
All right.
And Mark that tells me that you guys did all the work. So side question very quickly.
I would have needed a few minutes.
Okay.
I kind of suspected that one of you was going to know.
That's another thing we can do if we want to, you can say, I do know this and let the other person try and sell
us. Oh, that's true.
I like to do that.
Feel free if you have an extra one.
I don't want to watch you all alone.
But no, I wrote that with the idea that probably one of you was going to know that.
Oh, okay.
So knowing that you know it, you both obviously know Gilligan's Island, I'm sure.
Give us that
side question. Name the only cast members that are still alive.
No idea. I don't keep up. I'm sorry.
Don't know that one.
Well, Bob Denver's dead. The guy who is the skipper is dead.
Mm-hmm. Alan Hale.
So you want to know the characters' names?
You
or
can
the
say
names?
The characters or their
so
names.
We have Ginger and Marianne.
I think they may both still be alive.
The professor.
Professor's dead, I think.
Okay, so Ginger and Marianne might still be alive. Do the Harlem Globetrotters count?
All of them. Curly is still alive.
Meadowlark Lemon.
So there's the Gilligan, Skipper 2, the millionaire and his wife.
Ooh, forgot
about
that.
The movie star, the Professor Aunt Marianne.
What were the millionaire and his wife? What was their name?
Howell.
Thurston Howell the Hood.
Thurston Howell the Third, Mr. and Mrs. Howell.
Ginger and Marianne. That's to me. It sounds like
I think
like
that's it because they were both already pretty old.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna go with the Marianne and Ginger.
And forgive us for not knowing the actresses' names.
It's okay. Is that your answer?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Both of them.
Yes.
Nice. Tina Louise and Don Wells.
So can I tell you this?
Special. Yep.
I was trying to start my lawnmower today. I was riding a lawnmower.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It feels good to be on top.
Yes,
but I hadn't started it in a while, so the battery
started
was
from
dead.
The bottom.
So I tried to start it by jumping it with my car, and you have to hold down the brake. There's like a foot brake on the left that you have to hold down, and I was trying to jump it with my car, so I like had it hooked up to my car. And then I was going to have to start it. But once you let off the brake, it dies. And I needed to let it charge for a while. So I took a big 2x4 and stuck it in the brake and pinned it with a tire against a wall and put it in park so that way it would hold the brake down so I could start it, go and turn off my car, get the jumper cable. And in the middle of doing this, I took a picture. And I thought to myself, this is why men die.
Yeah, there's a whole Twitter account of this. Yeah, that is videos. Yeah,
this is other than men.
I would never
killing
do
themselves
what
because of toxic masculinity and molding in their feelings.
Never trim a tree.
Yeah. Oh, I've done it by jumping up and ripping down the branches, which is something that would kill me.
With a chainsaw in your hand?
No. Okay, okay. Just with my bare hands.
I predict disaster.
Body weight, arborism.
It is absolutely why men die, because they do stupid shit like I did. And they're just like, oh, this will work. It's like the Darwin Awards.
Yeah, I'm not one to talk because I have a huge scar on the front of my car because I tried to charge a battery with the post switched. So I had the red on the black and the black on the red. And
or blow up the battery.
Yeah.
That was just an oopsie. But I mean,
it was
it's
dark.
Another thing to be like, oh, well, it's dark. So what I did was I taped my phone with the flashlight on to a stick.
Right.
And, you know.
Or I did it by candlelight, by torchlight, a blowtorch, so I could see what I was doing.
All I had to do was phone a friend or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But instead of
please
like,
be
no,
safe,
no,
Mark.
I
please.
Can do this.
And can we have a question, please?
I wanted to read in the tub, so I put a lamp on the edge.
Exactly.
Sometimes you just get off on these stories, and I get to see the timeline, and I'm cutting.
Oh, man,
cutting
I'm sorry.
It out.
I was taking a shower, but I wanted toast. On September 11th, 1978, British medical photographer Janet Parker was the last known person to die from what illness? September 11th, 1978.
Well, what did...
Photographer? British photographer? Is that what you said?
Yep.
Well, there's only one illness that's famously been eradicated. Mm-hmm. You know, that's famously been, you know, just completely eliminated more than any other.
Polio.
Polio.
Yeah.
So, and Jonas Salk came up with that in the 40s, I think. Mm-hmm. So the timeline fits.
Yeah,
that she would have been probably, you know, didn't get inoculated when she was a kid. So my best guess would be polio.
I like that sus. That sounds reasonable to me. Should we play devil's advocate at all and think of anything else that it could be?
What?
Last person to die from what? You said it was a disease, right?
Yes.
And, okay. And it was in Great Britain. Mm-hmm. And polio was.
And let's see here. Bubonic plague still exists.
Scurvy
still gets scurvy.
India, they still have the plague.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel good about that.
Polio is like the only one that's really been. And you know, we thought we got rid of measles, but guess what?
They're back, baby.
Go on CDC. That's big letters. Measles. They're here.
Thanks, Facebook.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot,
Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah, she did retract it. I got to give her credit for that. She admitted that she fucked up by perpetuating that, which is more than some will do.
Hard to do.
Know? Yeah. Yeah.
I would go, important, I'm going to go with polio. I think that's the only answer.
Yep.
The correct answer is smallpox.
There you go.
Smallpox.
Motherfuckers act like they forgot about smallpox.
Here's the reason why. They didn't forgot about pox. They came up with an inoculation for smallpox in the 1700s. In the Netherlands. That's where it came from. And so you would have thought
so there were anti-vaxxers of the day that were like, no thanks.
Oh, there were people.
I want that smallpox.
There were people.
Give me the big pox, too. I want all of them.
Yeah.
Is big pox a combination of Biggie Smalls and Tupac?
I fucking because love I'm it. In. I love it.
Big pox.
Mashup
oh, yes.
album. Big pox.
Please. Or maybe a mashup of Tupac and Lil Wayne could be Lil Pox.
Come get inoculated.
Smallpox.
Yep. Okay. All right. I got a Pee-wee's Playhouse question. You guys familiar?
Yep.
With the television
you've asked
series?
Pee-wee's Playhouse questions before.
All right. I think you guys might have a good, you know, I would love that to be the answer, but we all know that, you know, that's a,
okay.
It's a favorite trivia question with Pee-wee. What is the phrase? Did we ask that on the podcast? Did you?
What was the name of the genie was the question.
Yep. Oh, right. Which was Jombe?
Jombe.
Jombe. Jombe. Jombe. Ask you about another character. Pee-wee's Playhouse. Who was the beauty and fashion-obsessed character that often visited and flirted with Pee-wee?
I see your face. I see your
Miss
face.
Miss Karen? It's Miss Something.
Miss Something, yeah. Yeah. I can't remember.
Miss.
Oh, I got you guys right in the spot where it's something that you know.
It's
but
Miss
this
Something.
Is
yep, this is it.
Yes.
This is the
remember,
good
I think
shit.
Like Phil Hartman
this
was on that
trivia.
Show.
He was.
Lawrence Fishburne was on that show. And
as the cowboy.
Phil Hartman.
Right.
Phil Hartman. He said Phil Hartman.
Oh, sorry. I was just thinking about my quizmaster marksmanship right now.
Was it like Julie Brown? No, it wasn't her. that was on the show? Who was it?
It was someone who was kind of Julie.
Downtown Julie Brown?
Not downtown. Oh. No, Julie Brown.
Two different Julie
Homecoming
Browns.
Homecoming Queen's Got a Gun, Julie Brown.
Yeah.
Julie's Got a Gun.
Ch-boom.
I love the production on that song as a
Can't
kid.
Can't suss if you keep talking.
Sorry. Just trying to trying to stir the pot.
Miss.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Miss. Here we go.
Jordy LaForge. Deep sus.
What about you? You want to go LaForge as well?
Are
we going to double LaForge?
I think we should double.
All right.
Miss. I'm hearing a cuss sound.
Yeah.
Miss.
Is that wrong? Is it Miss Bonnie?
No.
Not Miss Bonnie. Miss Karen?
I said Miss Karen.
Or Carrie? No, I'm thinking too much like Cherry. Remember Cherry was the chair?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yep. And Mappy.
Yep.
For our listeners, they both and have Jambi. Entered the dark place, shielding their eyes with Curry. Their headphones.
And there was the mailman.
Yeah.
And there was Cowboy. What was the cowboy's name?
I can't remember. I just remember it was Lawrence Fishburne.
Cowboy yeah. Curtis.
Cowboy Curtis.
And then Miss... I'm trying to just, like, think of all the names. And there was Terry the Pterodactyl.
Terry the Dactyl. Yeah, Terry the Pterodactyl.
And then there were the flowers. And then...
Maybe it was Carrie. I don't know.
God, fuck. It's, like, right out of range. It's not Miss Cleo?
No.
Rest in peace.
My wife famously made an album dedicated to her.
Is that up online?
It is.
What's it called?
Miss Cleo.
By the Shy Tunas?
No, it was Genji.
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 Okay.
It's how I met
on
her.
On Bandcamp?
It's somewhere on there, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, somewhere.
Pee Wee's Playhouse.
I don't know.
Do you guys remember Phil Hartman's character's name?
No, I don't. I don't. Mark? I didn't know the show that well.
Captain Carl.
You know, I thought it was Captain.
It's going to be C then.
Yeah, Captain
Curtis,
Carl.
Cowboy Carrie.
Curtis. Mrs. You want to go with Karen?
Karen.
We're going to go with Mrs. Karen.
Played by Lynn Marie Stewart. The character's name is Miss Yvonne.
Miss Yvonne.
Yvonne. Miss Yvonne. Yep.
That's right.
Fuck.
Yep.
You know, it's just dumb luck that Cowboy Curtis and... Fucking Captain.
After you said that, I almost egged you on with another one.
Is there another
that
one?
That would have been cruel. The king of cartoons.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So that would, you could fuck up your trivia players by including shit like that. But
the band of cats that played jazz music.
Yeah.
All right.
So it comes back around to me. Y'all guys, here we go with more of the super freaking difficult. Name three noble gases.
Neon. I'm pretty sure is one.
Yes.
I'm the first three that come to mind, hydrogen, helium, neon. I know that they're gases and I know that they're right in the beginning.
Right. Is neon in the beginning?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
I might be wrong.
I thought the noble gases might be on the right side, like in the eighth group or whatever.
I'm just telling you what's coming to mind. I'm not going by the actual.
I have zero confidence table. in my periodic table.
I know it's something you struggled. You know, I saw on your table out there you had a some kind of periodic table.
Yeah, you know,
fold out thing.
But nothing's taken.
Okay.
Yet.
Good.
I haven't really had time to sit down and study it. But
I don't know why neon is sticking in my head as a noble gas.
I think you're right on the money.
I think it might be
there.
One of those things where I was like, really? And it stuck. Hydrogen and helium I'm going with because they're two of the first ones, I think.
Yeah, I don't know that that's what noble means.
I don't know what noble means.
I think
means.
Noble is like actually the other side. It's like the more complex. For some reason, I was thinking like radon. Gas and neon, radon, and
xenon.
Yes, something like that.
We're gonna go with you, we're gonna go with me.
How's your confidence? on hydrogen and helium being noble.
You're
gases.
Saying you have no confidence. I have slight confidence.
I have slight confidence. I don't think hydrogen and helium.
No.
I feel like no. But
okay,
maybe
we'll go
I'm
with
wrong.
You.
Maybe noble no, are
all of a sudden
the
you're
more...
the, all of a sudden you're the expert. Now all of a sudden you're trying to, you started this with I have no clue whatsoever to boxing me out. So I mean, you know,
you're right about that.
No, I'm no expert, but you're fucking wrong, and I'm probably right.
No. I mean, for some reason, I just feel like noble gases means they're further along. They're not some of the main ones, but I just hope they're not wrong.
What does it mean to be a noble gas?
I don't know. I think it means like it's like more advanced, like it's like. Like premium gases.
See, I think table. I'm thinking it's the opposite.
You think it's like fundamental.
I think noble gas is like these are kind of like the primary colors.
Yeah.
Like these are the fucking simple gases. These are the main. These are the building blocks.
I see your logic.
And if you think of like noble as far as like being like the kings of, I mean, these ones are like.
Yeah. All right. Well. Sure. Hydrogen, helium, and neon. At least we'll get one out of them if, you know, we're hedging our bets here.
Yeah, let's let
we
me feel
get,
this
be
thing
totally
if we're
wrong.
Wrong.
But I agree. I think neon is one. All right. We'll see.
So we're gonna so you're going hydrogen, with hydrogen, helium, and neon.
And yeah.
Neon. You shined like a crazy diamond on that one. You really did.
Really?
Everything that you said was like... Is all just
I undersold myself.
This is
to
one
Mark,
of the times
ben.
That yeah, I mean that you just I you're like know. Oh, I think they're like all the way on the right. They are. They're like in group eight. They're in group 18. They're oh, it's and you said xenon, radon,
neon,
all yep. of which are dead on. And they are indicated as being they're known as happy elements, meaning that they are happy gases, meaning that. They are inert and that they are clouded by electrons. That's what makes them the noble gases. They are more complicated, yeah. not the simple ones.
As I flail,
you
to
would
my
have
death.
Been right.
Let me just point out, I did say xenon.
You said
I
neon.
I thought he said xenon.
I said xenon.
Oh, you did. You did. Oh, you,
yeah, you
and
did.
And I said
you did.
Neon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was neon one of them?
Yep.
Yes, but he said xenon. He later said xenon, radon, and neon, which would have
been
right.
Well, he said radon.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I said xenon, and he said yes.
Yeah.
And I also started with neon. So I had two of them. He still went against myself.
You would have gone. You would have been right if you'd have gone with Lee, though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Because
I
he was on. But you are.
Group
Oganesson. Here they are.
Oh, okay.
Oganesson, xenon. Which we use in headlights, argon, which we use in light bulbs, radon, which we put visqueen under our homes now to keep it from coming up into our houses and causing cancer, neon, which we use in bar lighting, helium, and you're never going to forget this one.
Wait, did you say helium?
Helium is one of them.
Isn't that one you said?
He did. Okay. He said it early, but that's not one of the ones that he went with.
I thought we said hydrogen,
no,
helium,
we said
and
hydrogen,
neon.
Helium.
Oh,
and
I'm
neon.
So sorry. You did say
ooh,
helium.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
So we got two out of three.
So you were close. You were close. Yeah.
Look at
but
that.
But you named three in a
yeah.
row. Like right.
Yeah. No.
And then finally, the bane of Superman, Krypton.
Mm. Oh. This is why a team is so important. Even with just two, you see, if we had three, then you know maybe somebody that
a
like
team is so important Pootie so
Tang,
that you can be talked out of the right answer.
Right, team Pootie Tang. Yeah, but team Pootie Tang, they always ask for chemistry questions. They have a player that excels in chemistry, and that's why they like those questions.
They have a Walter White.
You know, so it helps to round out your team because I mean, as much fun as I have playing trivia with you, Mark, this is just. I guess we got two out of three. We shouldn't feel too bad about
yeah,
that.
Come on, let's
that's good.
Let's ease up a little
right.
bit.
Yeah.
But great question. I like that question.
This category is country music.
Oh, now I'm glad. I have
even
Seth
though
as
I've
a
gotten
teammate.
To you know, every time I come, if I ever come up when I'm not here, you guys are it's a country music question.
Yeah.
And twice I have been on this show, been asked a country music question and gotten it wrong. So
not counting Elvis. Yeah. What actor is mentioned by name in the Shania Twain song "That Don't Impress Me Much"?
I don't even know the melody. I can't.
In the middle of the night.
I'm just going to lean on Seth for this one.
I think it's James Dean.
Wait, did you say country star or actor?
Actor.
What other actor
James Dean is what you said?
I think it's James Dean. I think I can't remember all of the song.
Elvis.
I mean, I've heard it 100 times, but I can't remember. My wife would know it because she sings this song. She knows this song.
I guess he's kind of a contemporary of Elvis.
Sort of.
The same people will find it appealing.
Around the same time.
You know,
yeah. I think it's James Dean. For the sake of time. And
does your wife listen?
Yes. Okay. No, she listens. She's listened to one episode that I've been on.
Oh, okay.
But generally she doesn't.
I thought you meant to Shania Twain. Does she listen to Shania?
Can I phone Jennifer? I for the sake of brevity and for the sake of it's
do you want to call her?
No, okay. Let's not do that. We've already been here.
We've done enough.
Yeah, we've done enough.
Yeah, I've got nothing on this, man. I'm
gonna
sorry.
Go with just for the sake
I've
of time
your lead here.
And for the and to keep in line with the fact that I haven't gotten one country question on here right. Mm. You could ask me about anything else. Let's go with James Dean.
You're now 0-3. The correct answer is Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. Okay.
Elvis and Brad Pitt.
You're not Brad
okay,
Pitt.
So not a
don't impress her.
You're
much.
Not Brad Pitt. They I don't see. Impress him. That's right. Yeah. Okay. And yes, my wife would have known that. Yeah.
So I've got one more for this round for you guys, right?
Yes, sir.
Cocktails. What classic cocktail is made of equal parts gin, Campari, and sweet vermouth?
I don't even know what Campari is.
I have no idea what Campari is. And
it's a red liqueur.
Okay. Well, gin and technically gin and vermouth can, but not sweet, not typically sweet vermouth can be a martini, but gin and vermouth can be a martini. Mm-hmm. Then just add that red Campari in there, and what does that make it? Dude, you lost me on this. Man, I'm doing really bad today.
I don't know.
I'm having a Jamie Carmichael day.
Don't feel bad. Nobody got this at the live trivia either.
I have no idea.
There were team members that were like, you should have listened to me. I knew this. And you said no. So there were some people in the room that knew.
Ruby Red. I don't know.
Classic.
I'm trying to think of something that would be.
It's not a Rob Roy.
The name is of Italian origin.
Classic
Italian cocktail.
Italian. The name is of Italian origin. Mm-hmm.
And it's
sometimes
set.
It's garnished with a orange peel.
And it's set. No. I have no idea.
Properly made, stirred, not shaken.
I have no idea.
This is not for one James Bond.
I don't know what Campari is, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's sometimes used in tiki drinks as well, Campari, but the answer is Negroni. Negroni.
I've never heard of it.
They're nice. You should try one. Maybe after we turn it off, we'll all have one. I've got all the ingredients ready to go. What do you say?
Yeah.
What do you say?
Well, I'll drink one.
Nice.
For sure.
All right, cool.
I don't think Seth takes part in the devil's juice.
Oh, yeah.
I will have a sip. I will. I won't stop. I won't have a sip.
You can smell it.
Don't count me out. Elise wrote Negroni as a comment to somebody at your trivia the other night that she was at. And that's why Negroni sounds familiar to me.
I see. And talking about that question.
Yes.
I see.
And isn't that what they put on the ice at halftime at hockey games?
Close.
You drive a Negroni.
I always want to
have a sip of this Zamboni.
I
want to
drive a Negroni.
We're going to take another break.
Yep. Yes.
We're going to come back for the last question.
Ever. No, just kidding. Time for our final question. Seth, thanks again for being on.
Man,
it's been a pleasure.
This. Yeah. Even when I lose.
Yeah.
I always
fun.
Learn something, so I'm always winning.
Oh, don't worry. We'll have you on again soon.
Thank All
you.
Right. So first question comes from me. I think some of mine are a little too easy, so I'm going to give you the hardest one I got because I love you both.
All right.
And Seth, you're old, so maybe you'll know this.
Thank you, Jamie.
What company introduced the first radio with push-button tuning? In 1927.
Oh, that's even way earlier than I was thinking.
What company introduced the first radio with push-button tuning?
Why did we still have knobs by 1990 when I was around? Why had we not all moved on to push-button tuning?
That's how you dial in the frequency.
Yeah.
Let's see. What would be back in those days? Would it be a Zenith? Zenith is that? That would be, I think, the best. I think Zenith was more famous for televisions.
You said 1927?
Yeah.
Yes.
Jeez.
But Zenith, I think, existed in the 20s.
Is it De Beers?
No, De Beers makes diamond. They're a diamond company.
Oh, that's right.
So many references that we just recorded yesterday.
I couldn't remember the name of De Beers. That's why
it's
a reference.
So that's one of the
You're
answers.
You're getting all fucked up because you haven't heard the newest episode and we're recording later.
We're referencing shit that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. So just laugh along. It's fine.
A little out of the loop.
Isn't it great when people have inside jokes and they don't let you in on it till later?
And you're the only person in the room that doesn't know the inside joke.
We did explain it to you, but some other people will just laugh and be like, and then you're like,
and they go,
what? And they're like, inside anyway, joke. Yeah, you just have to be there. It's like, okay.
I like being left in the dark.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to guess Zenith. I think that's his.
I can't disagree with that. Yeah.
Zenith, yeah.
I'm looking
For some what piece of electricity.
There's an old, hold on, there's some old shit over here. Hold on, I'll be right back.
I've got receiver here.
Panasonic?
Here it comes.
Does it got push buttons on it?
No, it's got a tuning dial, and it's a Sharp.
I don't think it's a Sharp. I don't think that's it.
What, 70s,
well, that
right?
looks, yeah, that looks younger than... than the 20s. I think our best shot is probably Zenith. I think the Zenith existed back then.
All right, let's go with it.
Yeah.
You're correct.
Wow.
It is Zenith.
Yeah. There we go.
Now, Sharp, get your shit together. It's 1970. You don't have push buttons. You're still doing the dial.
What are you thinking?
Well, I think would push buttons. I don't know which I'd prefer to have.
Push
buttons or dial.
Maybe they didn't go with it because it sucked. Use
yeah it, like, well I'm kind of shocked that it's that early to believe it or not I am
you're sure that's not 1972
it said 1927
I don't doubt you but I kind of doubt you a little bit but
okay
yeah all right do you guys want fuck it I'm giving you two
good
wow
okay. I like two
one is
I like them in
let's
pairs.
Play two
I'll give you the one that I think you're gonna get first Guitar Legends. And if you don't get it, I won't ask you that one.
And who said Let's Play 2 famously?
No, you're going to give us both.
All right. Let's Play 2.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The total package, Lee.
Do you know who said
Shawn
that?
Shawn Michaels? No, wait. That's
a baseball
Lex
player.
Lex Luthor.
Lex Luthor. That's right.
Lex Luger. Lex Luger.
Lex Luger.
What?
Let's Play 2?
Well, I want both.
No, do you know who said that? It was a baseball player.
No, I don't.
One of his famous quotes.
No, who was it?
Baby Ruth?
Tommy Lasorda?
No, I can't remember.
Oh, why'd you set that up? You better
give me a minute.
All right.
Yeah, give me a minute.
Guitar Legends for 4 points. No, I'm just kidding. But this is how much it was. It was an intermediate question, or so I thought. Nobody got it.
Okay.
Which Grammy Award winning guitar legend released 62 albums during his lifetime, with an additional 50 albums posthumously released after his death in 1994?
Chet Atkins?
When did Stevie Ray Vaughan die?
Stevie Ray Vaughan died in 1994. Yeah.
That's my guess.
He died in 94 in a helicopter
crash.
And
that motherfucker played
he played constantly. He was when you hear Let's Dance by David Bowie, that
And the solo, him. Right? Didn't you
I think so.
That?
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I'm sorry. It's the solo, not whoa. The. That's
all
right.
First of all, let me say something. I did not know that fucking Dwayne Allman played on Layla.
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Until his guitar sold for like $1 million.
I did know that.
I didn't. Also, you're telling me right now, Steve Ray Vaughan played on Let's Dance.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the riff.
Fuck. fucking
he played you should have been Dance, a Gather yeah. a month ago, man. I asked that question. Well, and I played the song. I know. You would have found out, though.
Well, I didn't know it from Gather. I knew it from before that. He played on Layla. Dwayne Allman did. Stevie Ray Vaughan played on Let's Dance. He played, I think, a couple, a little bit more on David Bowie's record. He played on tons and tons of stuff. And he did die in a helicopter crash. The helicopter was right behind Eric Clapton's helicopter when it went down. And I'm pretty, I'm like 90% positive that it was 94. Yeah, I think it was.
We're going to go with SRV.
Yeah.
Steve no, Rayman. That happened in 1990, actually.
Oh,
man. Yeah, a little early. 1994 saw the death of one Frank Zappa. Frank Zappa.
That's right. Oh, and he did constantly, record.
That and that, that is an immense amount of
died of prostate
albums.
Cancer in 1994. Damn, I should have known that.
All right, so that's, I think that's, a, you sure you want the other one?
Oh, by the way, Ernie Banks.
Let's Ernie Banks.
Oh, okay. Let's play two.
He's a shortstop. What does that for the mean?
It's a beautiful day because they were doing a doubleheader. He goes, "It's a beautiful day for baseball. Let's play two."
He was a shortstop for the Chicago Cubs.
Yep.
You gotta love what you do,
Mr. Cub.
How's your guys' knowledge of Steven Seagal movies?
if he had passed. I'm glad to say I don't know much about them.
Okay.
Can you name his top five if I had to ask you? I mean, I could you build a category list in your head, like a multiple choice?
Yeah, probably.
I can tell you the best one that he did, in my opinion, is Marked for Death.
You have so you have opinions about his movies. So you've seen a couple.
I've seen, two. Yeah.
Okay. You've only seen two?
Yeah, I don't know the rest of them. My little brothers loved them, but I didn't watch them.
Mm. I'm just trying to figure out if you want a Steven Seagal question or a sci-fi movie question.
Sci-fi movie.
Sci-fi movie.
Okay. What android displays immense fine motor skills with a knife and Private Hudson's hand in an iconic scene in the 1986 sci-fi movie Aliens? What is the name of the android that does the knife trick in Aliens? A silent scream.
Oh.
Seth.
I've seen it a million times.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was a look of horror.
I've got Bill Paxton screaming, "Game over, man," in my head. Yeah. That's from that movie.
But in the scene, he goes,
"Bishop."
Yes.
Bishop.
Yes, Bishop. Bishop. That's Jesus. Right. Great.
Bishop.
God bless you.
Oh, you sussed Bishop. It. You went there and you pulled it out. That's
and
great.
Seth, you're going to.
Yeah.
I just want to add a quick best worst answer on this, but this one's a little bit sad. They wrote down Wayland, which is the name of the character that the android is modeled after.
That's
played
right.
By the same actor in Alien 3. So they had the right actor close. And everything, but his name is Bishop.
You throw him a Bishop.
Point? I don't know. I can't remember. Maybe.
Wow.
Depends on if I'm feeling generous. You know.
Bishop. I loved that movie.
I feel
came
like
it was in 86, I think. Yeah. That movie was so great.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, it was such, it was like, how often are sequels as good as the originals?
Only James Cameron can make it so.
Yeah, I mean, that's with Avatar. One, you know, Alien and Aliens are just excellent. They're both just as good.
Yeah.
One's just as good as the next.
I love the third one, too. I know that not many people do, but let's go on with the, I got you. Let's move along here.
This man's got a heart out.
To keep, the very first time I came in here, which was, the episode was Honey Tree Evil Eye.
Oh, yeah.
I asked you guys, and that was the very first podcast I was ever on.
Oh.
And loved it and had an absolute blast doing it. And I asked you guys a question that you both, at the end of it, I was like, maybe one of them's going to get it, you know, because I have such a love of everything World War II and history. And bless you. And I feel like I have to end on a World War II question.
Okay. This isn't the same. You're not going to ask the same question, are you?
Because I'll be doubly embarrassed.
You're going to forget it?
No, it was probably. Operation. You asked a question about Operation.
The invasion of the Soviet Union in 1941.
Oh, now I've pulled it out, and here we are.
By Nazi Germany.
Why did you bring it up?
Do you remember?
No.
Oh, man.
It's like Operation Bacon. Baconator. I'm so hungry right now.
Operation Wendy.
Oh, what was it called? Please, Seth. I'm sorry.
Barbarossa.
Barbarossa. What? Baconator?
The movie.
Barbarossa.
Barbarossa.
Yeah. So I'm going to go back to 1941 on this one as well.
Bacon Rosa.
And
Ponderosa. That's what I was thinking.
This is a trivia. I mean, this is a. I think this is a classic trivia.
Right. One trivia.
One of my best ones.
Give me your trivia.
The deputy Führer of Nazi Germany in 1941 parachuted into Scotland to try and set up peace talks with the UK. He was arrested and held until the end of the war and tried at Nuremberg, where he was convicted of war crimes. He was held in Spandau Prison until 1987 when he committed suicide. What was his name? And I know you guys have heard this name.
I mean, I can just go through some of the Nazi names I know.
Heinrich Himmler. Himmler. That's it.
Goebbels.
Mm-hmm.
Goebbels may have been in charge of
he was the experiment. He did the human test subjects and experiments. Is that him? And stuff, I think.
Who was in charge of propaganda?
Oh, maybe that is him.
I thought that was him. Yep. I might be wrong though.
No, I think you're right. Actually, I think that's somebody else.
Himmler is.
He's famously the second in command. So Deputy Führer. To me, that sounds like, you know,
yeah,
second in command, basically. Now, there was I know there was like a whole order of resistors within his organization. And there was an attempt on his life that was made into a movie that was like with a briefcase bomb at a meeting. Then there was going to be a coup within the Nazi party. And somebody set up, like, I guess, like, they set the briefcase down next to Hitler. And then they had to, like, somebody came in and they were like, what is this briefcase doing here? And they, like, moved it a little further away and it exploded, but it wasn't within the radius to kill Hitler. And I feel like that was Valkyrie. Wasn't that the movie that was?
Featuring Tom Cruise. Mm-hmm.
Yep, Valkyrie.
Tom Cruise.
I've never seen that, but fascinating story. And so there was a whole bunch of people in there that were adjacent to Himmler or slightly below him that this could be, or, you know, but Himmler, that's the only name I can think of right now. So.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with going with Himmler.
All right. Heinrich Himmler.
Gotcha. You guys did a really good job of trying to suss it. You did, because mm-hmm. you named Goebbels was, in fact, a minister of propaganda. He was a propaganda. Okay. And then Himmler took over, essentially was like Deputy Führer after this guy did what he did. And Himmler was very close. He was the head of the SS. The guy who did the experiments was Joseph Mengele.
Yep. Mengele.
And then, you know, what you're talking about is the assassination attempts of the Wolf's Lair in East Prussia. That took place. That covers Valkyrie. But I'm sorry, Bormann was the one that took over after this guy, not Himmler. Himmler was head of the SS. Yeah. Bormann. But this guy was a very early friend of a confidant of Hitler, and they were very close together, going all the way back to the beer hall push in Bavaria. He helped him write Mein Kampf, and he did not think that it was a good idea to open a war on two fronts. Going ahead with the invasion of the Soviet Union in 1941, of course, Operation Barbarossa. And he thought that they should make peace or have some sort of deal with Great Britain to try and not have another front open up. Preemptively, he decided to fly a plane over to Scotland, which crashed. And
So he wasn't planning on landing.
No. Well, he was. He was.
Okay.
But some problems arose, and he jumped out. He parachuted into Scotland, and he was picked up by authorities, and his name was Rudolf Hess.
Never heard that name before.
You've never heard that name? Oh. He was a big part.
I'm proud to say.
He was a big part. Well,
you got to
know your enemy, man.
Only proud to say in so much as that. If I knew the name and didn't think of it, I'd feel bad. I'm glad.
Now, the reason that I remember that name so much is because when I was a kid, we watched CBS News religiously in my house. Mm-hmm. And I remember being a little, my dad loved Dan Rather. And when I was a kid, we were watching, I remember watching CBS News, and it came up on the news that Rudolf Hess committed suicide and hanged himself in Spandau Prison in Germany. And I remember Dan Rather saying it. And I always remembered that. And then later on, when I was a little older, I found out about this crazy guy that was part of, you know, the upper levels of the Nazi party that parachuted into Scotland to try to make peace with the UK, which subsequently Hitler did not like at all. You know, he was very upset about it. He had Goebbels paint a negative picture of him from that point on throughout the rest of the war.
Yeah. Classic Hitler propaganda right there.
Yeah.
All right. So that's it, right?
That's it.
Okay. Seth, thanks for again for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for stumping you on a World War II. I'm sorry for stumping you on a World War II question.
No. You can bring any difficulty you want. I know that you've always got some interesting background on the questions that you write and stuff like that. So yeah. We're happy to have you on and talking about all that. That concludes this episode of the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. My name is Quizmaster Lee. You can check out No Nonsense Trivia live on Mondays at 7 p.m. at Palace Pub and Wine Bar in Cape Coral. Tuesdays at Gather for Ladies Night Trivia in Cape Coral. That also starts at 7 p.m. Wednesdays, where Bury Me Brewing Company in Fort Myers, again at 7 p.m. You can catch Mark Davis hosting trivia at Nice Guys Pizza on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Then each and every Thursday evening, we're at Number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar in downtown Cape Coral. That show starting at 7 as well. Thanks for listening. Join us every Monday morning for a new episode by subscribing to the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast on your favorite podcast platform. You can support the No Note in several ways. The easiest by sharing a link to this episode on your social media accounts with your friends.
Tell a couple friends.
You could also leave us a written review on your favorite podcast platform.
Give us a couple stars.
You can support the podcast on Patreon by visiting our website, thenono.com.
Give us a little bit of money.
Just click the support link at the top, which will take you to our Patreon page. Thank you, by the way, to our Patreon supporters for helping us out with the show. Thanks especially to our quiz daddies, Tommy from the Electric Mud.
On tour.
Tim from Pat's Garden Service San Diego. Thanks also to our team captains, Rachel, Aaron, Kristen, and great. Fletcher.
Beautiful.
And thanks to our proverbial lightkeepers, Hank, Dylan, Justin, Cooper, Elise, Aaron, Sarah, Brina,
Carly, Christopher, Josh, Max, Lucas, Sean, again. It's Gil.
I'm so glad we got to sing something because there was no miscorrections. There was no join us, won't you?
Yep.
So we finally got to make music.
Sega. Well, we'll get it in now. Join us, won't you? I feel like I ruined that. You guys were sounding so good. My bad. Anyway.
You're beautiful like an angel.
Not as bad as our performance on trivia.
You're beautiful
anyway.
Like an angel.
thanks also to our Rumble Snail Skins, Manu, Jeff, Efren, Steven, Michael C., and Michael J.
Manu Ginobili.
If you'd like to write us with a Rate My Question or a miscorrection or a no note, you can do so at nononsensetrivia@gmail.com. And please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at No Nonsense Trivia and on Twitter at No Non Trivia.
Join the Facebook group. Show yourself.
Yes, do that. Just search for us on Facebook.
Your face, coward. Talk to us.
This is the Last King of Scotland. Is that what's going on?
Sure.
Ooh.
I don't know. I've never seen that movie, but
I got that sad eye.
Yeah.
That Whitaker eye.
But join us on Facebook.
It looked like I'm always concerned whenever I get a haircut. I always say to him, you're looking at the back of Forrest Whitaker's neck.
Like, what are you talking about? Like a pack of Franks.
It's like a pack of hot dogs.
All right.
Oh, that was a hard laugh.
Look for us on Facebook, No Nonsense Trivia Podcast on that, and you can interact with all of us, including Seth. Seth, you're on there.
Interact.
All the time. Interact with us. We're just sitting at our phones.
Show yourself.
Show your face!
And finally, don't forget to leave
talk
us
a... Talk to me like a man!
Don't forget to leave us a rating on your favorite podcast service. 5 stars only.
Please.
Until next time, No Nonsense listeners, have a great week.
Ow.